Welcome to Davenport Park, one of the many gems found along A1A Coastal Byway. This area was donated to the city by Naomi L. Davenport, and in 1928, declared a park and named for her father, George. Like many locations in St. Augustine, this one is packed with more interesting history than first meets the eye.
The obvious draw is the historic carousel. Built in 1927 by C.W. Parker, this is one of only 16 known Parker carousels still in operation. You may be interested to know that in Europe, carousels often turn clockwise, while in North America, counterclockwise is the custom. One theory behind this is so that the rider could catch the brass ring, an American addition, with his or her right hand.
And this park is especially important to locals. It was created in memory of Courtney Nicole Schmidt, who lost her life at the age of 10 months to spinal macular atrophy. The park is a gift from Courtney's parents and includes Courtney's Corner, a fully handicapped, accessible play area for children with physical disabilities.
However, there's more here as well. Next to the park, you can find the Mark W. Lance Armory. The Spanish Mission-style building was constructed in 1957 and named for a National Guard adjutant general. The building between the armory and the park was once the depot for the Jacksonville-St. Augustine-Halifax Railroad, and for a while was owned by Henry Flagler. The building was used by the City Waterworks, the St. Augustine Art Association, and the Garden Club.
For more information about the park, the armory, or the depot, visit scenica1a.org. And as you continue your visit, we encourage you to look for more A1A Coastal Byway audio tour markers.